With KNW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Back in November of last year, the administration of Governor Susana Martinez was asked to add opiate use disorder to the list of qualifying conditions for medical marijuana use. And it wasn't the first time in New Mexico. The head of the health department had rejected the same recommendation by the Cannabis Advisory Board 7 months after she had been asked for approval in the fall of 2016. Nurse practitioner Carol Rhodes says as a provider who recommends patients for the program, she sees medicinal marijuana as a great tool in the fight against New Mexico's opioid epidemic.
Oh, I think it definitely should be on there. Multiple types of chemical addiction, I think medicinal cannabis would be beneficial for. And it is an epidemic, and it's not slowing down. And you have nearly 70,000 deaths a year. And 66 from overdoses, and 66% are from the opiates.
More than 53,000 New Mexicans participate in the state's medical marijuana program, with almost half of patients taking the medicinal herb because of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The second most frequent diagnosis is chronic pain, and Rhodes says marijuana is a simpler and safer solution.
When you look at the list of the medications they're on and the side effects that they have, yes, this is definitely an alternative form. Just looking at the medication list. And before the medicinal cannabis even became in vogue, I've been saying for years, I was primarily cardiology, pulmonary, critical care. People are on too many medications, too many. And you've seen it with younger and younger people on 3 or 4 different antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. Then they can't move. You know, they can't get off the couch, and then other health issues ensue. It's a vicious circle.
That's Carol Rhodes, medicinal cannabis program provider. With KNW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.